Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If the Celtics lose game two at home, I promise you, I'm walking here tomorrow.
Why are you walking here
15 miles in my robe, no shoes on, if the Celtics lose tonight.
They're going to go. They're not going to use the timeout. Plenty of time here. It's Tatum. Robinson's on him. Tatum maneuvering. And the ball knocked away. Another great defensive play for the Knicks. They've got it. They've won it. New York has gone up 2-0. Again at the end.
Kevin Harlan on the call. Knicks take a 2-0 series lead. Paul Pierce walking to the studio in his robe today. We'll see if that happens. The Celtics, listen, I've got a policy, and I think many of you out there might have this policy, which is without any sort of interest or investment in a sporting event, if Boston loses, that's a W.
Oh, yeah.
And that's
so nice.
Absolutely where I live with the Celtics every day. They lost. That's great. Happy.
Yes.
They could lose to
anybody.
The Carolina Hurricanes.
I mean, is that like,
and it doesn't. You anybody. Tell me Boston lost. I'm gonna be happy. I don't know that a Boston team could beat anybody. I'm good. Test it. Who is it? Who do I hate? The Steelers.
The Steelers. Chiefs.
Fine. I'm actually yes.
Come on.
Sure.
The Chiefs.
Sure. If the Chiefs beat the Boston Celtics, would I be happy? Yes. The Chiefs win all the time anyway. But I just want
it's
Boston to lose.
Far.
Boston losing is great. It's just, it's joyful.
The Steelers you would
to
say
watch,
too?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the Patriots I don't really have this treatment for anymore, but I'll get there again.
Yeah.
Once they're really good again, if that happens.
Maybe it's the Boston thing that's doing this to me too, because I'm not often, I never like being the guy that takes the superstar player and says, oh, you don't have that killer instinct. Like, you're choke artist, whatever. Something about Jason Tatum.
You don't get to say that. They won last year. You don't get to say that anymore.
He was not their best. He wasn't one of their best three players when they won.
No.
Maybe that's what drives me crazy. Because last year, Boston won a title. And if you don't follow the NBA, in the three series as they went to the finals, the best player and even the best two players on some of those teams that they played in the playoffs, all their stars got injured. So they played nobody on their way to the finals because everybody got hurt. And then, yes, they did beat the Mavericks in the finals, where you could argue Tatum was their fourth best player because they have three guys also on the team, White, Brown, and and Holiday that are all awesome. So he won the title. He put this commercial out about how like I was hated the whole way. Like, dude, you didn't even play that well.
Yep.
So maybe that's what it is. He took a victory lap. Like, I've arrived. I'm the superstar. You were the fourth best player on your own team in the finals.
You win a title, you get to do that. That's it.
As the fourth best guy?
Yeah, pretty much. That's scoreboard.
That's what's annoying
Isn't that what wins culture does?
Because last night is what he does more often, which is game on the line, you got to make a shot, and he gets himself trapped into the corner and then tries to pass it and turns it over and loses the game. That's what happens to him more often.
803-0550, our phone number. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Opened up talking a little bit about the Eric Staal hire for the Bills, or sorry, for the Sabres, and Gabe Davis, the idea of Gabe to the Bills. Give us a ring on that. You got room for Gabe? I wouldn't say it's a bad idea. I don't have a problem with it. I mean,
what's the downside?
Sure, right? That's what I mean.
I don't think there is.
Is Xavier Johnson, who's far enough down the depth chart that it would be pushed out by this? Like,
Xavier Johnson.
He was on the team last year, maybe. Ohio State wide receiver.
Yeah,
Caden
okay.
Prather doesn't K. get the Hamler. Snaps he needs.
Yeah.
You know, at the risk of talking receiver, Davis is a player who was popular. He does feel like he like many others, you know, when you leave, it's thanks for your services and you aren't good enough to stay. I saw a little bit of what he did there in Jacksonville is another sign of how Allen can bring out the best in players because Allen probably got as much out of Davis as he probably could. It's hard to envision anybody getting out of Davis what he had here in his 4 years. It's also obvious that when Davis did that, he's on a rookie contract. There's tremendous value.
Yeah. I
mean, Davis was a great player for the Bills from a value standpoint. You got, you know, your drops here and there, but he was great. At $20 million, you don't want anything to do with that. But again, he'd be basically free because of what he's already making and what teams in the league are going to pay. Pittsburgh, the Giants, does he want an opportunity? Or is the Bills a good place for him to land? He's everything they want players to be. I mentioned in the first segment one area where he might help them in that he's got vertical speed down the field, and no one has had better chemistry down the field with Josh Allen than Gabe. Put that aside.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Would it not be good? Would the Bills not see value in trying to convince him to come here to say, why don't you show young Keon Coleman NFL life, what you do, NFL, your process, your offseason, your training camp, your dedication. You know, Coleman is a young player learning to be a pro. That's kind of what they said about him when they were disappointed how he came back and what he had to learn there. So,
yeah,
who would teach him better than the guy that the Bills consistently gave an award to for the way he prepared?
Yeah.
If they bring him in, to me, that would be something that is a very easy sell. Get him next to Keon Coleman. That's a good idea. To me, that makes sense.
You're talking me into it a little bit because that's pretty good. And I think he's got to play special teams for this all to work, though.
Which might be.
Because he's going to be the sixth receiver on a team where I don't think any of the other five are getting released, right?
Unless somebody gets hurt in camp.
And that could happen.
Right. Turf toe happens again and somebody's, limited.
That's where I would believe there would be plenty of days where he would be the fifth guy or the fourth guy or the third guy because Curtis Samuels had injury problems throughout his career, and you hope not, but Coleman got injuries last year, and guys get injured.
Davis gets hurt all the time, too.
Davis gets hurt, too. So, but either way, I think he'd still have to play special teams one way or another. Because only five guys get jerseys on game days normally, and he's now the sixth. So
yeah, and the Bills don't.
I'd have to healthy scratch Elijah Moore or healthy if he makes the roster or healthy scratch Curtis Samuel, which I guess they could do. But I'm not loving that idea.
Are the Bills going to even have one of these guys play special teams, or is it going to be turned over to a defensive back or somebody like that?
I guess that could happen.
And the new kickoff rules and all the way that things happen, they might just decide that they have different players that could do it. And the roster makeup doesn't require one of those five to play special teams.
And what version of special teams do you need? Was it Sal who brought up yesterday that Elijah Moore, maybe they would want him to become the punt returner and the kick returner? It might have been Joe Marino. Because Codrington, as he brought up, Codrington doesn't do anything else. He's super good at punt returning, but you can't play him at corner. He's too small, really, to play at any other special teams position. He's just a returner. And what you might like out of an Elijah Moore is, if he can give you similar results punt returning, but he's also a good depth receiver for you that can stretch the field, I've got a more multidimensional special teams player there. And that would be one area to get a contribution from that position special teams-wise. So I guess it fits. And really, there is no downside to me because I'm not really worried about him taking the sixth guy's job on the depth chart. If you're going to keep six, the money's going to be nothing. And because of that, if he just ends up not playing for you much because whatever, maybe his speed is deteriorated a little bit with all the injuries over a couple of years. And, all that chemistry and those downfield plays that we saw from Gabe Davis early in his career, he was a 4.55 40-time guy. Those guys, when they age, they get a little bit slower. They often can't really hang in the NFL. So maybe that's happened to him a little bit. Maybe that's why Jacksonville kicked him out the door. But if that's the case, training camp, you figure that out, and you just walk away. Think you're fine. You have no downside because you didn't pay him anything.
And one thing about this is, Sal's coming up at 8. We've been through the guys that came back, and sure, lots of teams do this. The Bills do it a lot. Guys come back. Reunions. Tre'Davious White is back. Dane Jackson is back.
Yeah.
Guys come back. Shaq Lawson has come back. Jordan Phillips has come back. Jordan Poyer. He didn't play for another team and come back. But guys come back to this team. So I think it's possible. I guess I would wonder if it's Gabe's best idea.
That's where I don't think.
He might think, I caught a lot of passes from this guy. Does he trust me still? 803-0550.
He really should go to Seattle now. Seattle,
no
outside
options.
I'm looking at their depth chart right now. Their starting three receivers are
Cooper Kupp,
JSN.
Ooh, I don't know who
It's another hyphenated name, if you want a hint.
Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
Yes, it is.
All right.
He is currently listed as the starter over
MVS.
They do have Torrey Horton, the kid from Colorado State that we had talked about. But if you're Gabe Davis, I could beat MVS out.
Oh, yeah.
I could beat MVS
out. That might be hard to do. MVS is like Jason from the horror movies. You can't get rid of him.
He just keeps coming back.
He came here, and the Bills were like, this isn't working. He went to the Saints and caught touchdowns.
Right.
Now he's in Seattle. They'll cut him, and then he'll go to Arizona and catch touchdowns. You can't kill MVS. He's got nine lives in this league.
What if he goes to the Chiefs?
He might go back to the Chiefs. He's been there before.
No, I meant Davis.
Oh, Davis. Ooh. They don't have enough. They got
guys. They're fine.
They got guys. 803-0550, our phone number on Davis, if you want that. Jeremy and Joe, Paul at the top of the hour on the Sabres and Eric Staal. When we get back, I want to actually make a quick connection, if I may, to the Toronto Maple Leafs and Sean McDermott.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.